Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've been so focused on 9/11 truth exploding and the upwards of 10 different national attacks daily on national television against 9/11 truth, Rosie O'Donnell, Charlie Sheen, and all of us that know the truth about September 11th, whether you be liberal, conservative, or whether you've shattered that paradigm and are a constitutionalist who simply wants freedom and liberty and is not buying the propaganda. I've been so busy covering all that that I was looking through the stacks of news, some of which are pretty much untouched here in front of me, that I never got to this week. And so I want to at least mention these stories that have a serious import to your liberty and freedom and to the human condition. Coming up in the next 3 hours, we're also going to have wide open telephones, and we have a special guest joining us in the second hour. Obviously, it's interesting news that a bizarre hexagon shape was photographed by a satellite on the North Pole of Saturn. And that gets into quantum mechanics and dimensional theory, and Einstein actually predicted that. And I remember seeing a PBS program about 15 years ago showing a previous satellite that went over Saturn showing it. They were claiming that it was brand new news, just broke, brand new photos. That was last week. Never got to it. It's here in the stack. That cruise ship that sunk there in the Mediterranean, that's very interesting news, but I'm not going to get into it. It's interesting. I mean, I find it interesting. You know, runs into some volcanic rocks or volcanic reef and sinks, and two people are missing, and it was a big cruise ship. I mean, there's all these things that are happening, but I stay focused on, and it's a big wide area, on things that actually affect us, things that deal with the overlords that are quite psychotic and that are in control of our society. And here's a story from yesterday I never got to that we'll be covering. Drug-dispensing tooth could be controlled by cell phone. Now, why is this important? Well, we'll get into why that's important to our liberties and freedoms. Drug-dispensing tooth could be controlled by cell phone. Speaking about the release a few days ago of the British commandos, they now admit they were on an intelligence-gathering mission and have spun that, and they have not recanted the fact that they were in Iranian waters. Now, you better believe if the government could get them to come out and say that they lied, they would. Why aren't they doing that? And again, even questioning things is anti-patriotic. You just must believe everything your government says, especially when they're grabbing your neighbor's three-year-old and the neighbor's screaming and crying, and there's no warrant and no due process. You should just let the child disappear into the rape rooms of your state. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. But it's unpatriotic to question government. The government is God. We're here to serve the government. That's what America is all about, serving and worshiping and showing proper respect to your government owners and leaders who've been bought and paid for by foreign corporations. So we'll go into that report here. Also, 13-year-old arrested in school for writing OK on the desk. That's right, wrote OK on the desk. Another report here. Al-Qaeda's back. Expect bin Laden to be popping up any day now. The FCC says they seek to reform 9/11 cell phone tracking. Got a bunch of audio clips I want to play. And old Big Brother had a farm, EIIDO. Britain could stage another September 11th attack. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A day and a half ago, or to be technical, late Wednesday night, we put up the defendrosie.com, defend her free speech, even if you disagree with her on a lot of other issues, because there is a national campaign. Every major TV news program in the nation that I've seen has been calling for her to be fired or calling her an un-American traitor for not blindly buying whatever the neocons who've been caught lying on every front have told us about 9/11. We're just suddenly supposed to believe all of that when the evidence shows they carried out the attacks. And yesterday I told you there were 21,000 signatures. That's because we had thousands and thousands of them in the system crashed, and then when it rebooted, it malfunctioned and said 21,000. I know it's over 10,000 now because we've gone through and actually read them and have reposted them, some of the ones that got shelved into the, you know, hinterland of cyberspace. So they're having to cut and paste and, you know, find all those comments. We have them, but having to transfer them over into the Defend Rosie .com website. And so I really do want to thank all of you that have gone to the site And I want to thank all of you that have signed up there in support of free speech. In fact, I was reading through literally hundreds of them, scanning through them last night, spent about 20 minutes in there, and I probably saw maybe one out of 60, 70 people that was against her. They were all cogent, intelligent, focused points of the thousand or so that I was able to look at that we did have up on the page. I haven't had time to mess with it this morning, but I'm told they've been able to salvage the, 9,000 plus or so that had gone into internet la-la land, so your petition signatures have not been lost, and the system's working quite nicely now. But again, there's going to be another section where they cut and paste and post all those someday. Where to start with all of the news that is here in front of me? Because there is quite a bit of it that we need to go over. Quite a bit of it that we need to go over. First off is drug dispensing tooth can be controlled by cell phone. And this came out of Local 6 News. And if you just type drug dispensing tooth into a search engine, you'll see a page after page of news articles about the drug dispensing tooth. But it says researchers in Europe and Israel are working on a tooth that can dispense medicine into a person's mouth. According to Local 6 report, the tiny device could be able to release a specific amount of medicine at certain intervals, ensuring that the patient gets the proper dose at the right time, i.e., so you can't control it and so you're a slave. It's attached to your existing teeth and could one day be controlled by using your cell phone, the report said. Then it says patients often forget or find it too inconvenient to take medicine, especially during the night. But a dentist told the Associated Press that the device would rectify that problem by automating the process. The actual drug dispensing system is called IntelliDrug and would be small enough to fit in a replacement tooth placed in the back of the mouth like a molar. Wolf's company, Salowell LTD, and German Microelectronic Institutes are two of the 15 organizations involved in the development of the device. The report said the treatment of diabetes is also an area where delivering drugs via a tooth can be advantageous. Now, again, this is just a technology. Sounds great. It's like a gun. I'm not against a gun. I don't demonize a handgun or a rifle or even a 100-millimeter howitzer. But when it's misused, it can be bad. And they have Applied Digital, that's an IBM front company, military industrial complex front company. IBM really owns it. At least last financial filing of theirs I read a few years ago said that. Like most companies out there that are technology, they're front companies of IBM or owned by them or funded by them or the majority of their shares are held by them. Just a side issue. And they're the folks that brought you, again, the numbers on the Jews in the camps. That was a International Business Machines number there that was entered into it. But, oh, it's a good American company, good people. They're pioneering the Human Genome Project. They're pioneering, traveling the world to do a global genome track of all of our roots. Oh, give your blood to IBM, as if they can't just go for people 34 and under to the semi-secret federal DNA database from that blood test they did when you were born. I've had congressmen on. It's admitted. It's even been in the news a few times. It goes into a federal database. But for some reason, they're doing it with National Geographic. In other parts of the world, they don't have this yet, so it's not really focused here in the U.S. I mean, if you want to, be part of the program, they'll take your blood as part of the PR. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm already digressing, ladies and gentlemen, here. But the point is 4 years ago, they signed a contract with the Bureau of Prisons in California, Applied Digital did, and Reuters picked it up. And then once the news got out, the contract was canceled. They were going to forcibly put chips in the Bureau of Prisons inmates. The prisoners were going to be made to take chips, just like Applied Digital greased the skids and got the Attorney General of Mexico to make his employees take the chip to get into the secure areas. And see, that's how this is going to work in the future. And they've said this. Oh, you don't have to have a chip. It's just to have this job, you've got to have it. Oh, you don't have to give a urine test just to have this job, you have to. Or you don't have to take this tooth, but to be insured by this medical provider and to get care at this hospital, you do. Or you don't have to have a chip put in your baby's belly button when they're born, which a bunch of hospitals are now doing. But to be in this hospital, you do. Oh, and our insurance provider has made a consortium deal with 96% of the providers in our state. And, oh, the regulators are shutting down those other hospitals. See, that's how it already works, and this is how it'll work in the future. You wonder why you can be in London, or you can be in Chicago, or Los Angeles, or Tokyo, and you go in now, even in London in many areas, where, you know, in the past you could buy beer when you were 5 years old, you go in to buy cigarettes or beer, and they will card 85-year-old people. I mean, folks, I've seen people literally who are one step away from a walker, 75, in bad health, 80, 85, could be older, being carded by zit-faced kids behind the counter. And again, first it was we card if you look under 30. Now we card everybody. And then now they swipe your card. And, oh, now you can pay for your gas with your card. Remember last year? Oh, there's a scam nationally. There's a scam. We don't know how people discovered it, but you're able to pay for your gas, and the system accepts your driver's license and gives you a receipt, and one gas station, before they found out, cost tens of thousands of dollars, and it's happening all over the greater Milwaukee area. It's happening all over the greater New York area. It's happening in Florida. We don't know how people learned. Employees at data companies involved in this learned, and they told friends about it. And then, sure enough, they've now announced on national news and local news, oh, you can now pay. You can now pay, isn't it wonderful, for your gas with your national ID card. They don't tell you that. They say with your driver's license. You just got to sign up as a quick registration, and then it debits it out of your account. In Finland, more than 10 years ago, I learned of it 10 years ago, I was told by a Finn about it who was in Austin. Then I was told about it by one of my other associates, a writer for InfoWars, Ed Homan, who had been to Finland and done IT work there. He worked for Compact at the time. And then, I guess about 6-7 years ago, lo and behold, there it was in the news. It was a big article about Finland, how great it was. And it was how, if you, say, make $1 million a year, your parking ticket is bigger, your speeding ticket is bigger, your taxes are higher. Your bank account has to be held in a government account, and then it automatically debits everything out of your account. And there was another news report about every cell phone call is listened to and recorded. Every who you call is recorded. There's cameras on the buses, the street corners. And the Finns, and I'm not knocking Finns, they're nice people once they've been kind of, had the brainwashing. They don't, after they've had the brainwashing kind of deprogrammed out of them, the Finns don't talk to each other. The Finns just have the highest suicide rate in the world. After them, it's the Japanese. The Finns, are, of course, highly intelligent. I remember seeing I was told about it, but then I saw a 60 Minutes piece where it showed them. I mean, they don't talk, folks. And so it's just perfect automatons. And this is what you've got, and this is what they're setting up, and this is the model. Okay, and then the reports I saw said that foreign governments were studying this and that Finland was the test model and that this is what we're going to have here. And then now you see England, they have 4+ million cameras in London alone, tens of millions nationwide, and now 3 years ago, they put in telescreens. It's little screens with a camera and a voice shouting at you. If your walk looks suspicious, it'll go ahead and talk to you. Now they're adding children's voices. In fact, I think I sent a clip to the network. It's an example of this. And it's like, hello, we're watching you. Everything's all right, but don't drop that piece of paper now. And imagine the creepiness of it, you see. But it's just all creepy. And don't worry, they'll graduate to a voice going, listen to me. I mean, I've seen SWAT teams in Miami that actually wear devil masks, folks. It's going to be hellish. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 6, 2007. Gold is at $674.20, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $697.88, $351.49 for half ounce, and $175 for quarter ounce coins. That's $697.88. $351.49 and $175.75. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I'm just ranting today, but I do that most days, just to watch a huge cage, a high-tech surveillance grid being designed to control, corral, track, oppress the people, and then to know that the cage is being built by literal psychopathic killers. Actual psychopathic killers are running things. They have brainwashed, mindless police and government bureaucrats that work for them. More and more of them are waking up, but it's kind of a race because the grid's going to be in place soon, and a lot of it's going to be automated, and it really won't matter. And so I just sit here trying to warn people. Let's go ahead and play this little clip concerning the new medicated tooth that'll be activated by cell phone and give you the medicine you need.
Now, forget popping a pill. Let your teeth medicate you. That's what engineers say could be the future, and they're working on it right now. Israeli and European researchers have come up with a drug-dispensing tooth. The device can release your specific dose at different intervals. It would be attached to your existing teeth and could one day even be controlled by using your cell phone.
Okay, that's a step too far, I think. Use your cell phone.
Ding, ding. My tooth is medicating me.
And it's supposed to taste it, right? Yeah.
Okay, so let's break down what's happening with the cell phone, because that's the key piece of equipment that nexuses all of this in. You know, you're being told you'll get your radio, you'll get your TV, and it's already been happening for a couple of years. You'll get everything over your cell phone. It'll be your computer. It'll be your PC. It will nexus in to your home PC or to your laptop, which will also have your television and your video games, and it'll all know your eating habits, and it'll automatically order your food if you want it, and automatically pay your bills, and it'll automatically dispense the drugs. And by federal law, since 1996 is when they put in the NSA snooping hubs into every major phone company, the cell towers have to triangulate you down to 15 feet. Now, they're putting out propaganda now going, it's terrible. In some areas of the country, it can only triangulate you down to a mile. And that's if you're outside cell phone area. But if you're inside a city or in surrounding areas, it's down to really about 3 feet on average. But the law says 15 feet. And then by federal law, it also dials in when the phone is off. If there is any battery power, you don't see the phone light up. That by law, it's built in that it not light up. It's built in for surveillance, and they listen to you. And you're saying, well, they have the personnel, they have people listening? No. AI, NSA computers, but mainly and now leased out to private corporations, are taking over everything. Do you understand, folks, the waterways, the roads, the coal mines, the coal plants, the power plants, the reservoirs, the water, everything, I mean everything, is being handed over to foreign interest. And they didn't pay for it. That's globalization. They come in and lobby your politicians, and it's not even pennies on the dollar. I mean, in some of these deals, it's pennies on the million. I'm talking, I've seen the ratios where they might spend $1 million to get $1 billion out of it. I mean, we're talking about ratios here that are just off the charts. I mean, they come give a governor $100,000 and they get $200+ billion in roads over the next 75 years. I mean, we're talking about numbers off the charts. It is a fire sale. Shields are down. Economically, ladies and gentlemen, it's like our shields dropped. And they're just sitting there firing at will, blasting us end-to-end, explosions, fire shooting out, okay? Can you picture that right now? But in the scheme of time, here in the next few years, and again, the explosions have been going on for a couple before this, that's just a few seconds in the scheme of history. I mean, we're blowing up right now with just gouts of flame and molten steel blasting out of Fortress America. And there's idiot cops running around writing everybody tickets and then being ordered to let the illegal aliens drive right past them. Publicly. I mean, this is how it is. So fine. To all the yuppies and all the cops and all of you that serve the system, fine. Fine. Okay. Cut your nose off to spite your face. Don't listen to me. Laugh at me. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're taking everything over. Everything. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it is so bad. And there's all these reports spinning what's happening with subprime mortgages and ARMs, adjustable rate mortgages. You know what? I'm going to talk about those a little bit. They're in my stack, BBC, Associated Press. All spinning it, of course. All spinning it as usual. And we're going to take some calls. And I've got new 9/11 news and there's so much. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. And here we are on the Titanic, the USS Titanic.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation. The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in Prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Against the wall, and there's one thing we can do, and one thing only, and that's fight. You're not going to lay there and let them chew your guts out, are you? You're not going to lay there and let these hyenas have their way with you, are you? Pick up a club, get fired up, and go at their heads. I'll be honest with you. If I could punch out, if I could get to a new world, if I could evacuate and know that for my life and for my children's lives, and I could work in a factory, ladies and gentlemen, and just have a quiet, small home and live in peace without criminals everywhere running the system, feeding on people, I would leave this country. I would evacuate as our forefathers, many of your forefathers did, to come to this new land. There's nowhere to run. It's worse in many other countries, but it's going to get really bad here, and much of the evil emanates out of Fortress America, out of New York, out of London, out of Tel Aviv, out of Germany,
out of France, out of Moscow, out of Tokyo, out of Beijing, out of Peking. There was a point I wanted to make when I wanted to go to these loaded phone lines on this, take a lot of calls on this Friday, maybe. I always say that. There's just so much information. It was a really important point that I wanted to make. Ah, yes. Let me just break this down slowly and succinctly. The dollar is being devalued by design so that in the final phase of global consolidation, so that the United States and its assets can be fully extracted. And by fully, I mean you're talking like 90%+. It's hard to get all the assets, but they're getting darn close. And when you get 90% plus, you got it all. You got control. And then it's just a mopping up exercise to get the rest of your wealth, which they will dig out of you. So sit there and smile, you slack-jawed good old boy who thinks he's now a member of the elite, who just, you know who I'm talking about. Just keep your smiley face going there, because it's going to get wiped off your fat mouth, okay? Because I'm more disgusted with you than anybody else, because you think it's people like you that if you would have gotten involved, we could have saved this country. But, all right, I said I'd make it simple. I'm digressing. I just start imaging these people. Their denial, their weakness, just everything. Everything they are disgusts me. Well, let's go back here. I'll tell you what, let's just start at this first. Let's start at the beginning. This nation has never been perfect. This nation's had a lot of problems and a lot of abuse and a lot of oppression. But compared to other countries and compared to other empires and compared to other societies, we are the best. The West is the best. Take the King's Highway. The West is the best. It has been the best. And a lot of that is because civilization came to the West earlier than it came to a lot of other societies and races of man. And there was great native intelligence in Ice Age man. You know what? Maybe I'm going back too far. The point is that the West has had a lot of problems, but it's also developed some things that you didn't see anywhere else. And because of the greatest expression of that and greatest manifestation of that with what we saw in 1776 and the formation of the nation in 1787 and 1789, because you had the closest thing you can get to a vibrant, growing middle class, a hyper-Renaissance, and an ability to run from government as it tried to manifest westward. And again, there were abuses to those that, into the Aboriginal population that ran into that. But the point is, it was unique. And so 4% of the world's population had more than half the world's wealth. And then by the 1960s, it was half the world's wealth, and then it has rapidly been debased down to now a fraction of what it was once was. And it literally laid, the engine of that wealth was the generation of that wealth, and it was a feedback loop and a self-replicating energy dynamo, a fount, a great fount with gouts of life and ideas and inventions. We're talking 95% of world inventions. We're talking about the smartest, most educated people, the most aggressive people, the most violent people, the most powerful people, a hybrid of the West infused with the native Aboriginal cultures and infused with the dynamic fittest of the fit Africans. That was America, the best of the best. And so an incredible dynamo of wealth and ideas And, I mean, when you read open discussions in the Parliament and open discussions in England and France and open banking associations saying we've got to take over the U.S., we're talking about the 1830s. They've got all the wealth. They're the total engine. They're destroying all of our monopolies. We've got to defeat them. And they tried to kill our presidents, and they'd, you know, shot at them, and Andrew Jackson and the rest of it. Then they financed a rebellion and a revolution in the North and the South and had the Civil War. Finally got a strong federal government in, made the move to not let the Western states have real constitutions. But still, we were so free that it took them a long time. They didn't have the technology to fully gauntlet us and fully chain us and fully dominate us, to muzzle and to bridle and to capture and harness us. And so the private Federal Reserve takes over in 1913. They now control the issuance of money. For money to enter circulation, the government must go into debt, and it must go into greater debt than there is even money supply to continue to even operate. It's designed to generationally fully indenture us while giving the elite the total power to issue the funds with which then they're able to buy up all the assets. And then in the final equation, they have to totally drive out what's left of the middle class and seize any infrastructure, not just held by the people, but held by the governments, the counties, the cities, the states, the federal level and bureaucracies. So they come in with unfunded federal mandates to fully bankrupt the states as the states raise the taxes. And then the police then in New York, you know, quadruple the number of tickets they write. It's doubled nationwide, being told they won't have jobs if they don't, with each cop totally stupid, raising almost $300,000 apiece on average, you fools, being told you've got to write more or they can't pay your $30,000 salary. And that's another tactic they do. Oh, we'll shut down the national park. There's not enough money, and you've got to be mean and lay the park off waste to the citizens as if that will raise more money. But they go implement that thinking it's their job. You see, with more scarcity, with a consolidated economy, then the elite fully controls the issuance of wealth so they can make you do what they want. They can make the economy become a police state. They can shift us out of manufacturing into surveillance. I mean, that's the new America. That's the new fastest growing industries. That's the biggest thing in our economy. And it isn't stopping. We've just fallen off the cliff. There's a lot further to fall. We've just jumped off the precipice here, been shoved. And again, there's so many factors to this. I could go down rabbit trails all day and give you data and information and it's like saying to someone, what was it like to see the Smoky Mountains at dawn from the mountaintop? Tell me how beautiful it was. Tell me. And I can't tell you. You have to see it. Well, just as you have to be told. I mean, just as you can't be told of the beauty of the Smoky Mountains or the beauty of the Caribbean islands at dawn, or just as you can't be told of the beauty and what the Grand Canyon looks like at sunset, or just as you can't be told how beautiful a woman is and how the sparkle in her eyes, I cannot tell you the evil of the New World Order, my friends. You have to see it. One cannot be told about the Matrix. One has to see it. It's not true. I could write a 500-page book trying to detail just the surface of the control grid. I mean, it's at every level. Scientifically plumbed, prepared, just lovingly, delicately. It is an art form. No one said the elite weren't geniuses. No one said they weren't alive with dark fire. No one said their minds didn't burn and volcanically erupt with the literal white-hot slag of Hades. All right, I digress. I said I'd go to your calls, but I mean, I'm sure, like a preacher, let me continue. I mean, do you want me to continue? So, they get us up to the 60s, and they know that they could pretty much implode the economy then. I mean, the orders of magnitude, when you've devalued the currency already over 70% of what it was in 1913, by the mid-1960s, they could have called in all the loans, blown out the economy, gotten every house in the country, because even if they were paid for, they could come in with eminent domain, and the hordes of people that would be angry, wanting wealth, and the government would say, well, we'll take all this land and reappropriate it to you. I mean, they were ready for that with the executive orders then, but they knew that a large portion would stand their ground and fight with firearms. And so they again had to have another war to further demoralize us, and another war for more class warfare and more race warfare, another war to grow the government. And they needed to have a system to get the blacks under their control. And, so we're going to give you a favor. You got your own wealthy communities. You're becoming wealthy with your own doctors and lawyers and newspapers and cleaners and everything else, clothes cleaners. We're going to give you an offer. How about a bunch of free money? You just can't have a man in the house. You go from 7, 8% illegitimacy to over 90%. And they start working on the white community. They start working on all the communities. They start breaking down the society, all scientifically crafted and focused to get you dependent. Then they hype up the criminal justice system. They're going to get you on welfare. They're going to get you in criminal justice. Or they're going to tell you you got hundreds of new psychological problems. They're going to get you on pharma drugs. And they're going to get you into the psychiatric system. And all of you got a mental illness. And they're going to divide the women from the men and tell them a woman's not successful if she doesn't dominate her man. And you don't let your man push you around, you fight with him all day, then you run the man off, and they teach the men to act like a bunch of young punks who never stand up and work for their family, who walk around like a bunch of slack-jawed gang members, and they teach you to act like fools and tell you that's what women want through the cultural imprints of the media, but that's not true. Then the women really don't want you, so you think, well, I better act like a bigger fool than they really want me. Again, it's thousands of points. And now, we stand here looking at this society, and they've almost got us ready. They've almost got us ready to be served. Total degenerate media and culture, violence, sex, everything unraveling, people totally self-centered, unbelievable government corruptions going on, over 1 million children taken from their parents each year, crimes unspeakable. 7+ million people in the criminal justice system, expanding every year. Environmental degradation at nightmare levels everywhere. Genetic engineering run rampant, now confirmed that's what's killing the honeybees. Die off globally. Meanwhile, they know you're going to wake up to the crisis. They've got a solution, a global tax that has nothing to do with non-man-made global warming. Again, they're slick, folks. They create the problem, then they've got the solution. So, we now stand here at the precipice. And they've devalued the dollar down to 1.5 cents what it was worth in 1913. 1.5 cents. I mean, they've got things so ballooned, so pumped up, so hyped up that it's unspeakable. But here's the key. They know that they can fraudulently claim ownership of all the roads and claim ownership of the government and claim ownership of all the waterways and claim international control and they can drive down the value of the dollar and then come in with their foreign currencies and buy everything up cheap. It's like 20 years ago, you could go to Mexico with $20 and spend the whole weekend and eat five meals and drink 15 beers and have your hotel. You can't now because the dollar isn't worth that much and the peso's gone up. But it's like that, folks. It's a fire sale by design. Again, the private banks own the country. They devalue the dollar on purpose, say it's the policy. Then they can come in with all their foreign currency they hold and buy up what they didn't have. And most of the time, they don't even need to buy it. They just pay off a few politicians, and they literally just say, oh, it's privatization. They're going to manage it. But here's the good news. It's one thing to claim you own something and one thing to claim you hold it, but possession's 9/10 of the law. And if we're able to expose this is all a setup and a fraud, just like if we're able to expose 9/11 as an inside job, that takes the tool of government-sponsored terror away from them. Well, we can break the tool of economic implosion in front of their face. If they know we're not, and that's why they haven't done it yet, a super depression. Because if they do that, if they engage in that, they know that enough of the people, maybe 3-4%, are going to have shootouts with them. They know they can't come and physically get it. And so they're holding back as the bubble gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, this bubble is so big, it's unbelievable to behold. It's impossible to articulate. They've got us so set up, so in their clutches. But again, it's all an illusion, as Ron Paul has said, we realize it's a fraud. Now, when they do blow out the economy, which they may do, they're afraid to do it. See, I say I want to go to your calls, but this is so important. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to write some notes up during the next hour, taking your calls, got a guest on. And then in the third hour, I'm going to try to cogently just boil this down and how to stop them.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Welcome back. Andrew, Peter, Joe, Brandy, Jerry. I'm going to get to all of you, then we're going to get our guest on. I do have the news here in front of me. We'll be getting to later. Osama or the Easter Bunny, who will be paying us a visit this weekend? CENTCOM has reliably informed us that the Easter Bunny appearance this year may be upstaged by the Goldstein himself, the back from the dead Osama bin Laden. I mean, this is just getting too disgusting. The globalists are in a lot of trouble right now, so there's like 15 reports about Al-Qaeda's going to hit us any minute. They wanted to blow up everything from the Eiffel Tower to Big Bend, and just brace yourself and look for the nearest person wearing a black ski mask and worship them or you're all dead, basically. Give up all your rights to government or it's over. By the way, that's called terrorism, but, you know, people can't go read the encyclopedia definition of terrorism, so let's just not worry about it. Give up all your rights or the bad men will get you. Oh, you're the terrorist. Oh, there you go. Oh, surprise, surprise, you're the ones behind it, too. Oh, really? 2 + 2 = 4. Very hard. Andrew in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Earlier, I want to talk about Ron Paul on Bill Maher.
Sure.
But earlier you made a comment about National Geographic. What they're doing is they're trying to get everybody's blood so they can trace the history.
Migration routes.
Yeah, yeah.
Total and complete bull.
Yeah. But I wanted to hear what you thought about Bill Maher's mild attack on Ron Paul this last weekend.
I mean, what do you expect from a sniveling establishment liberal? They're going to say as much as they can to act like they're anti-war and anti-corruption when they are the center of the problem.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I mean, most of the Democratic leaders are, you know, on a homosexual love fest with the Republican leadership. It's one club, ladies and gentlemen, one club ruling us. Anything else on your mind, my friend? I mean, that's how it works. Andrew, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Peter in Canada. Peter, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Can I make a suggestion quickly before I get to my two quick questions? At the end of the show, maybe sign off by playing that little clip from Braveheart where Mel Gibson yells, they can take our lives, but they can't take our freedom.
Yeah, we used to have that as a liner on the network, and it's a great... They can take our lives, but they can't take our freedom. And we also had one from Mars Attacks where they're running around shooting people going, don't run, we are your friends. Actually, I had those put in there. We need to have those put back in, but that's my weird sense of humor. Some people didn't get the point. The government does that. They're running around enslaving us, saying, we're your friends, don't run. Listen, picture me a sucker, I said never. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, my two quick questions and then maybe a word of inspiration to the audience there. Knowing what we do about the 93 World Trade Center bombing, to your best of your knowledge, do you know if any of the family members of the six people that died filed a lawsuit against the FBI?
Say that again?
The families of the six people who were killed in the 93 World Trade Center bombing, do you know if any of them ever filed a lawsuit?
That is a really good question, and stay there. Let's talk about that when we get back in 70 seconds.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.